Art, the Mariners will have two players in the All-Star game Tuesday night, both pitchers, Felix Hernandez and Hisashi Iwakuma, but it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal.
No, it's really kind of ordinary. Felix is in for the fourth time, much deserved, no big surprise there. And Iwakuma has spent the last month devolving. He was a dominant pitcher in April, May, but the wheels have come off in June. He's giving up home runs at a rate never seen before in his career. And it would really be great if the national audience was not treated to a home run festival courtesy of Iwakuma. So hard to say if he's going to get it turned around, but he's turned into a bust very, very quickly.
Well, on that same theme, the bigger issue for the Mariners is their plan to move forward with younger players working?
There hasn't been a lot of success. Kyle Seager is a major league average third baseman, maybe a little better than average. Other than that, everyone else remains a mystery. Catcher Mike Zunino, the shortstop Brad Miller, and second baseman Nick Franklin have all had their moments, have all had their weeks. But all rookies stumble at some point or another, and how they get out of it is the great mystery. And the great example on the Mariner team is Dustin Ackley. Ackley was the second overall pick in the 2009 draft, a can't-miss prospect, had a great rookie year, declined in his second year, now in his third year, was so bad, hitting .205 earlier in the year, they sent him to Tacoma. He was gangbusters in Tacoma. And they brought him back up, and he's back hitting where he was. Dustin Ackley is thinking too much as a major league ball player. It's kind of a sad story, really. Not to say he's done, not to say it's all over, but he's the cautionary tale that Mariner fans look at and say, well, if Dustin Ackley, the second pick, can't succeed, what are the chances these other young guys have to sustain it? How do we trust the Mariner judgment? And frankly, I don't see how a Mariner fan can trust the club's judgment.
So here's my question. You have these young players that show potential. Does it all hinge on coaching as to how they progress?
I don't think it's so much coaching. First of all, you've got to draft the right guy. He's got to have the physical and emotional and mental talent. But the second thing that is most influential externally is how they get used. Are they rushed to the majors too soon? Are they put in pressure situations for which they're not ready? And the Mariners have done that more often than not. And even when they do succeed, they often wind up trading that guy, like Adam Jones, who is now an all-star for Baltimore.
Well, in your view, from what you've seen, what's the most likely outcome for Mariners fans in the second half?
Well, I know the worst outcome would be that they continue to spiral downward. They wind up firing Jack Cirencic and Eric Wedge and starting from zero again. The best outcome, I think, would be a hot August and September, which we have not seen from these guys in years, really since the 2001 season, that will get them to 500. I mean, there's no pennant race, just an opportunity to be respectable by the end of the year. I think it's going to fall somewhere in the middle where we're going to see one or two of the young guys become credible and a regular, but none of them are game breakers. And the best that the Mariners can probably hope for is optimism at the end of the year. No contention, no abject failure, but a little bit of hope.
All right, Art, thanks. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.